Hey Jenny, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, good, good. How's everything going?
Huh?
How's everything going?
Oh, very good. I had my annual checkup with my cardiologist, and he said everything looks great.
Good, 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 good. Let me tell you, I got a guy that bought a diamond for me in
Yeah.
2021.
What was it?
In 2021.
Okay, yep.
He wants to trade it in. I never have for another diamond.
Sure.
Okay, so what do I need to give you the GIA cert
Um, it was one of my number, one of my stones.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know which one it was? What kind of stone it was?
It was a long. It was a cushion cut. It's 1.71 carat.
Okay, let me look it up here.
You ready?
Hang on one second here. Go ahead. You have RP number or just the GIA cert number?
GIA cert.
I got it right here. It's an ISA one.
Yes.
Yeah, you paid $79.18 for that back in November of 21. So it would be worth $79.18 in trade towards any other stone.
And what he wants is elongated cushion cut diamond.
Bigger, same size, what?
Well, I don't know what he's trying to do. He said, can you get two or three stones in for me to look
sure.
at?
Sure. Okay, let's take a look and see what we've got here, first of all.
And a bunch of money.
Pardon me?
I don't know what his intentions are.
Yeah. Well, I think he probably wants to see some stuff that's maybe around the same price and then maybe stuff that's going to be cost him a little bit more, but not a ton more, would be my guess.
Right. Now, let me tell you this. This is set in a Benetti setting. Do I take the setting and send to you or leave it in the setting for you to look at?
Oh, no, you have to take it out. I can't take it in trade when it's mounted. It has to be removed from the mounting.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. So just looking at, just off the top of my head here, if we did, I don't have anything that's, let's look at I have a 2-carat even FSI1. Hang on a minute. No, that one's not rectangular. That one's square, not rectangular. There is a 201 GVS2. That would be quite an upgrade. That one is 14,120. So that the out-of-pocket would be, fairly substantial on that particular one. Because that's, what did I say, 79 the other one was, so about 8,000. So out of pocket for you, it would be somewhere around 6,000. He'd probably have to come up with, maybe 8,000. Let me just see if there's some stuff that's out on memo that might be a better fit for you, because I don't know if the guy is going to be interested in spending that much more out of pocket.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. See, this one is a, this would be the perfect stone if I could get my hands on this one. I've got a 201 ISI1 that is elongated for 10,804. You'd be looking at about maybe 2,800 out of pocket, to him, then maybe 4,000. Does that sound like a better number?
Yeah.
Okay. I have very little on hand at the moment. Let me see what I can get my hands on. I'll see if I can give you a couple different options to show this guy, okay?
Okay. Bob, listen to me. Do I need the RE number to send us back?
No. Nope. Just, you have to have the original cert for it. That's the only thing. Okay?
Okay, and just put in there your attention or...
Yeah, you can say it's for a trade.
Okay, okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
I'll find you some options. Thanks.
Bob,
yeah,
y'all don't have color stone jewelry, do you?
No.
Rings, okay, with sapphires on them.
No, we only do, actually that other company that I'm connected with, MDJ, does have a lot of colored stuff.
MDJ? You get
MDJ, do you ever get that stuff?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of gemstone stuff, a lot of stuff.
How do I get in touch with him?
Actually, let me give you a phone number for Dominic. Hang on a minute here. You can go online and look.
Okay.
It's just mdjadvantage.com.
.com, okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.